USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. While Roe v. Wade has been Supreme Court precedent for 50 years, it is standing its biggest legal test right now. According to constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax, as Mississippi seeks to move the timetable on abortion restrictions, he says the choice is between either overruling Roe v. Wade or the middle ground position of upholding Mississippi, but not overruling. But what if Roe v. Wade is overruled?
A cataclysmic political event in America. Congress would try to pass a statute first, making abortion a federal right. It would become a major issue in the 2022 midterms and then in the 2024 presidential.
The White House announced on Saturday that President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk next week amid a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Greek Orthodox priest on Saturday shouted, "Pope, you are a heretic," at Francis in Athens. A man with a long white beard wearing black robes and a black hat was taken away by police after shouting at the Pope as he entered the Orthodox archbishopric.
Papa, you heretic!
Francis arrived in Greece on Saturday to visit the Greek Roman Catholics in an effort to bring together the Eastern and Western churches. CNN announced late Saturday afternoon the cable network has fired host Chris Cuomo, effective immediately, following an investigation into Cuomo using his journalism contacts to help defend his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he was facing numerous allegations of sexual assault by female staffers. Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace last August. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Two men were randomly stabbed, one fatally, apparently by the same knife-wielding suspect.
Authorities said that a graduate college student and a tourist were stabbed in New York City at two different locations, but likely by the same attacker in what appears to be random attacks. Police say the first attack happened late Thursday when a Columbia University student was attacked in Manhattan's Morningside Heights. The 30-year-old man, David Giri, died of his injuries. The second attack occurred a short time later in a different part of Morningside Heights and wounded a 27-year-old tourist from Italy. He was hospitalized with knife wounds. Investigators said a third person was also threatened by the assailant, who's believed to be responsible for both of the attacks. A 25-year-old suspect was later arrested near Central Park with a large kitchen knife. Police said he's reported to be a gang member with a long criminal history, which includes assault. They said he was released from prison on parole in 2017. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.